Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2021. Good afternoon. Fun afternoon of Star Wars news to chat about. Pardon the interruption. I was away on a bit of a family mission yesterday, so no show. Hope everyone's doing well in the chat. And we are going to talk about all the things that are being added to Disney Plus today, including the Boba Fett animated portion of the Star Wars Holiday Special. Also, some Russian fans built their very own full-size Razor Crest in Russia. And Mina is teasing a bit of Ezra with let's get to that one first. Let's get this out of the way because brace yourselves. Got some hotness hitting your feed right now, hitting the stream. Mina Massoud on Twitter, rumored this is from the Kessel Run Transmissions Twitter, and they broke the rumor that he had been cast as the live-action Ezra. And hey, Mary Reed, how you doing, buddy, in the chat? Posted a picture looking quite buff, ready for action, just in his jeans. This is like a Calvin Klein type vibe he's throwing out in black and white. John Bishop, what did I just walk into? You walked into a hot, steamy stream, John. Anyway, Mina has the quote. Hey, just so you know, when I escape, I won't hurt any of you. And as keen Star Wars Rebels fans pointed out, that is a Ezra line. He drops that if you are watching the video, which I encourage. There's a link in your show notes if you're just listening to the podcast. There's a scene where he's captured by some stormtroopers and he says, hey, just so you know, when I escape, I will not hurt you. Either he's a master troller or he's not that good at keeping a secret. Not that good at keeping a secret. Mary Reed, wow. James Hallahan, oh lordy. We've got a lot of people here in the chat. They're excited about the Disney Plus stuff. Hey, and this ties in to the Disney Plus, the new shows getting added. Like, you've got an actor, if it is him, and I believe it is, but you've got an actor teasing it. You've got outlets rumouring it. Get ahead of the curve, Lucasfilm. Do an announcement. I guess it's not that important because we're in the fan bubble, but I don't know. I always just think they should get ahead of it. And if there is some news that's settled, do something to celebrate it, you know, spice up your This Week in Star Wars with some heavy news, you know, make it a place where you you watch live every week because there might be something fresh to take in, whether it is Mina playing Ezra Bridger or all these cool shows that are getting added to Disney Plus. Capitalize on the excitement. Capitalize your excitement. And, you know, maybe I'll hold out judgment on the Mina thing, if it is him, and I believe it is. Why would Corey lie to me? Why? But I'll hold out judgment because I'll wait and see how they do announcement. Maybe they'll just no sell it until the actual show comes out like they did for Ahsoka. If so, so be it. Good for you. Maybe they'll do something sweet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Celebration. But if it just gets released in some press release, give us some fun. Mix it up. Come on. But pretty cool that it seems like it is in motion, and the Mandoverse is going to be a very exciting place for Star Wars fans going forth, if it wasn't already. Hey, we're going to get this info from Cinelinks and Jordan Mason. Let's get this up on screen. Disney Plus adds original Clone Wars cartoon, old Ewok movies, yes, and more classic Star Wars next month. Star Wars fans have even more to look forward to on Disney Plus next month as the classic Ewok cartoons, TV, movies, and more come to the service. This is starting on April 2nd. Big week on Disney Plus with big month leading up, I should say. So we've got all this before the brand new content with the Bad Batch hit. So that's good. Fill us up. But we've got Caravan of Courage, an Ewok adventure, the Teller movie that was in America. Of course, screened in cinemas, I believe, in the UK, definitely in Australia, I think New Zealand. And I should point out that we've got an interview with Eric Walker, Mace Talwani. That's on the YouTube. He played Mace in 1.1% or no, 1.1 Ewok movies. He was not in a lot of the second one, but he tells so many great stories from the set of A Caravan of Courage, an Ewok adventure, and the Battle for Endor. Both they are very enjoyable, lighthearted. I look forward to watching them with Harry. You've got the Gendy Tartakovsky Clone Wars Micro Seasons Volume 1 and Volume 2. I'm like, now that we've got other Clone Wars, I've never gone back to watch it, but I remember at the time just going, it was just a bit too stylized for me. But I look forward to watching it again. The great thing about that is it was released on DVD long out of print, and the second hand or the aftermarket on those DVDs is quite high over retail, which is quite high. They are going to be up there, and they're just sort of little 5-minute vignettes, stylized things, very overzealously presented. Mace Windu is very, very powerful. So we've got Volume 1 and Volume 2 of that. So that should be cool. It's not, none of this stuff is official canon. This is all EU or OU. It's not in the new U. Then, listen, the 80s had many great cartoons with many great theme songs. Mask. But Ewoks, they're the heroes of the Forest Moon, is an all-timer. And we will be getting that at least in one season. I can't remember if it's on both seasons, but Ewoks season 1 and season 2 will be up to watch. And they are delightful. Love. Speaking of good theme songs. What about In Trouble Again? In Trouble, In Trouble, bop, 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 bop. The theme to Droids. Where's the Droids cartoon? If you didn't know, back to back, I think it was Saturday mornings in America. We got them Saturday mornings in Australia. You had the Droids and Ewoks adventures. And it was both their tales before we saw them in the movies. And Droids takes in the OU, the old EU, tales of what R2-D2 and C-3PO were doing before A New Hope. And they're nowhere to be found. They are nowhere to be found. Perhaps they're holding them out to sizzle the droid story or whatever, a droid story cartoon that's coming out. Maybe they'll bring it out just before that. Maybe they're not bringing it out to not confuse people and they'll bring it out after that. But who knows? Who knows? All I do know that, where is it? Where is it? But again, I hope they do something with this. I hope they make a little like mini documentary with some talking heads, with some Star Wars people talking about, you know, what these different things mean. It'd be cool if there was, I don't know, like a clip. Get ahead of when this is going to come out and drop a clip, whether it's on, you know, This Week in Star Wars. Edit some clips, bit of Star Wars music. Buddy, I'm sizzled. I'm sizzled. Make the most of the excitement. Hey? So there's that. There is... Oh, and did I not talk about the holiday special? In the Star Wars holiday special, one of the most notorious bits of Star Wars content of all time, a 2.5-hour marathon of variety entertainment in the middle of that. George Lucas famously said he'd like to smash every copy. There is a, considering how the rest is reviewed, the very critically acclaimed Boba Fett animation, which apparently is called The Story of the Faithful Wookiee. So that will be, I think, the closest we'll ever get to having the holiday special on Disney Plus. And I think that's fine. Like, it's not, if you want to watch the holiday special, it's out there to watch. It's not that good. It's not good at all. It's fun to watch. And the best bit is going to be up there for everyone to enjoy, which is pretty damn sick. Elijah Neal concurs, saying, ah, yes, the only tolerable part of the holiday special. Let's go to this. Remove that. Let's get a new screen share up. Sorry, you guys. Levi Bond says, I don't know. I tolerate the Marvel cooking show. Do ya? Let's get this video up here. Bang. Play, you crazy machine. There we go. So, as you can see on the screen right now, a group of Star Wars fans in Eastern Russia took on the task of building a replica Razorcrest ship from the Mandalorian series. The fan's name is Ayal, a 28-year-old from Yakust. He says, I'm getting this from autoevolution.com. He started cosplaying when he was 11 years old after watching A Knight's Tale. Oh, and that was the moment he made his first knight costume. I would have thought his first costume would have been a Jedi knight. But here you go. It says, when Eyal wanted to start working on the project, he did not have sufficient funds, so he went as far as selling his car to make this dream happen. We as Star Wars fans, and in particular fans of the Mandalorian series, decided to create the Razor Crest knowing that no one has done it before. Doing the impossible felt inspiring to us, Eyal says about his latest creation. The build started in November of last year, and a team comprised of Eyal and a few of his close friends had to plan everything carefully in order to achieve their goal. They calculated the height of 12.46 feet, the length of 45 feet, and the width of 32 feet. While they could easily find inspiration for the ship's exterior hull, recreating the interior was not going to be easy. To figure out the inside of the ship, I took several screenshots of the episodes. My friends worked with me for free. We were so inspired that financial gains were not something we were after. This was so cool. And now the, oh, what are we up to there? The ship is just in the forest. Oh my God. We've got this Bachelor article up here. Jeez. Wow. The Batchy. Hey, you're getting a bit of Bachelor news on the ticker there on the video. So as Braxton says, the CNN stream. Levi, steal Bachelor hyper chat. Humdam says, do they even have Disney Plus in Russia? Let's find out. Disney Plus Russia. I would imagine they would by now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't think it is. But when you Google it, it does give you an advertisement for a VPN. So people more than likely are using a VPN to block their region and then watch it. Or they're just straight up bootlegging it, like that bloody piracy the internet's known for, eh? And Brewers Baseball Rules states that Razor Crest that dude built was sick. It's awesome. I love stuff like that. People using their amazing talents to express themselves Star Warsy. Sadly, my talents are limited to complaining about droids cartoons to my webcam. Oh, man. You know what that is.
Okay.
What's a vibe check?
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
Hey, we are going to cut this one short today as at 4:30. I am off to record the new episode of the Canto Bite Dispatch with Canto Brittany Brown and Emily Lint. And if you've been holding out, waiting for me and Brittany to finally break down and react to the series finale of Gossip Girl, do not miss it this week. It's going to be a banger. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to talking some more Star Wars for the rest of the week. I think tomorrow we might go through this interesting George Lucas interview he did with Melody Hobson, his wife, that I haven't really looked into fully yet, but I'll do it and maybe we'll have a watch alongy. We'll get some quotes and, it's always great to hear from George. And it's always great to hear from everyone in the chat. Thanks so much. But this episode, you guys, it's clearly gone on
long enough.
So honor the algorithm, enjoy the algorithm. If you are listening to this on the regular iTunes feed, this is your bonus Hyper Chat episode for the week. And if you want to get these in audio 4 times a week, along with all 800 other bits of bonus content and regular content getting recorded weekly, join us at the Steel Wars Patreon, patreon.com/Steel Wars for just $3. Your ears will be filled with these fun little updates every day of the things going on in the Star Wars universe. This outro is going on forever. So, please, let's wrap it up and may that force be with you. And that Chuck Bass, he's up to his old tricks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.